Thank you. That's right. It is The Good Stuff, your hosts, Mike and Kim Burge, and we are delighted to be here. Also delighted to share with you a couple of our sponsors.
Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Valentine February 15th, 2025. I know that's a little ways off right now. Come for Valentine's Day and stay for the Bull Bash. If you don't know what the Bull Bash is, check it out at bullbash.net and check out all the different things to do while you're in the Valentine area, whether it's this winter or next summer, at visitvalentine.org.
And you know who I love to talk about. It's Tri-State Livestock News. They've been around since 1963, and they are a reliable, they are your reliable source for ag news, market results, rodeo standings, cattle health, ag politics, so much more. If it has anything to do with ag, you need to have Tri-State Livestock News to learn more about it. Go to tsln.com. You can get more current updates, and you can subscribe for the weekly edition in your mail.
All right, Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read. You have some sad news for the program today?
I do. Darn anyway. Sometimes you just have to share a little bit of this. We don't like to pass on sad news, and especially with the good stuff, but sometimes we just need to pause and remember what life is all about. Recently, there was a great loss in the entertainment world. Larry LaPrize, the Detroit native who wrote the song The Hokey Pokey, died at 83. It was especially difficult for the family. They had trouble placing him in his casket. They'd put his right leg in and, well, you know the rest.
Okay.
It's not new, but hey, you got to poke fun every once in a while.
So I have a short joke for you here to start things off, and then we'll get a little bit more serious. But an atheist was spending a quiet day fishing when suddenly his boat was attacked by the Loch Ness Monster. In one easy flip, the beast tossed him and his boat into the air, then opened its mouth to swallow both. As the man sailed head over heels, he cried out, "Oh my God, help me!" At once, the ferocious attack scene froze in place. As the atheist hung in midair, a booming voice came down from the clouds above. "I thought you didn't believe in me." "Come on, God, give me a break," the man pleaded. "2 minutes ago, I didn't believe in the Loch Ness Monster either." So, what's the rest of the story? Okay, well, if that's the case, the monster gets you.
I don't know either. What life is all about. Life isn't about keeping score. It's not about how many friends you have or how accepted you are. Not about if you have plans this weekend or if you're alone. It isn't about who you're dating, who you used to date, how many people you've dated, or if you haven't been with anyone at all. It isn't about who you've kissed. It isn't about who your family is or how much money they have or what kind of car you drive or where you are sent to school. It's not about how beautiful or ugly you are, or what clothes you wear, what shoes you have on, or what kind of music you listen to. It's not about if your hair is blonde, red, black, or brown, or if your skin is too light or too dark. Not about what grades you get, how smart you are, how smart everybody else thinks you are, or how smart standardized tests say you are. It's not about clubs you're in or how good you are at your sport. It's not about representing your whole being on a piece of paper and seeing who will accept the written you. Life just isn't. Life is about who you love and who you hurt. It's about who you make happy and unhappy purposely. It's about keeping or betraying trust. It's about friendship used as a sanctity or as a weapon. It's about what you say and mean, maybe hurtful, maybe heartening. It's about starting rumors and contributing to petty gossip. It's about what judgments you pass and why, and who your judgments are spread to. It's about who you've ignored with full control and intention. It's about jealousy, fear, ignorance, and revenge. It's about carrying inner hate and love, letting it grow and spreading it. But most of all, it's about using your life to touch or poison other people's hearts in such a way that could have never occurred alone. Only you choose the way those hearts are affected, and those choices are what life's all about. That's what it's called, what life is all about.
Something to end the program on today. Did you know that Shakespeare and Pocahontas were alive at the same time?
Really?
You hadn't thought about that, had
you?
No,
I had not put that together.
And Charles Darwin and Abraham Lincoln were born on the same day.
Isn't that interesting?
Little tidbits here, so you might learn
something.
There
you go.
All right, folks, keep listening to your local radio station. We'll have another edition of The Good Stuff coming up tomorrow at this same time. Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.